Easter Sunday above all else means that Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, is alive. That's what Easter Sunday means. We don't merely remember him or tell stories about what he did. It's not as though his legacy lives on and his cause endures. Jesus Christ is alive. I heard a story not long ago. It was about a fourth grade class. And the teacher gave the students a project to write a paper on the one they thought to be the most important person living in the world today. And some kids wrote about the president, and some kids wrote about the pope, some kids wrote a story about their favorite sports star. But this one girl, she wrote her report on Jesus Christ. And the teacher takes the paper and she says, "Oh, come on now. That doesn't really count." I don't know. Doesn't it count? If you believe in the message of Easter Sunday, it most certainly does count. William Shakespeare once called death the undiscovered country. He said that in Hamlet, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler ever returns. Now, there's some people that have had a brush with death, and there's some people that have, you know, you've heard about these things, near-death experiences and things like that, but nobody ever did what Jesus Christ did. Nobody ever went to that land and came back again. Not only that, but Jesus predicted that he would. He told the people, 3 days after I die, I'm going to rise again from the dead. You know what's funny about that prediction? The only people who ever believed him were his enemies. His friends didn't know what to make of it. His enemies took him seriously until you get to the point of this ridiculous spectacle of two armed guards standing watch over a corpse. But the one who came back, because that one is both God and man, that changes everything on earth. That changes everything in your life. Allow me to try to explain. Without the fact of the resurrection, the Christian faith is dead. No exaggeration. The entire Christian faith rises or falls on the truth of the empty tomb. Now, if there's no empty tomb, if Jesus never rose from the dead, he still told us some interesting things about God, and he gave us some new ways of thinking, and he's unquestionably still a great religious leader, and he told us some important things about how to live. If any of that's important to you. But make no mistake about it. The faith would be dead. And this life, whatever you decide to make of it, is all there is. You better eat, drink, and be merry, because there is no tomorrow. But here's what you learn from Easter Sunday. Two things. Number one, death is not the end. Number two, evil doesn't win. Now, if you can learn those, you can get those inside your heart, your life will never be the same again. Two things. Death is not the end, and as a consequence, it is not to be feared. And number two, no matter how things appear, evil doesn't win. In fact, every time it appears as though evil takes another step towards victory, it's actually one more nail in its own coffin. It's that problem of evil. Every religion wrestles with it, you know. Every religion tries to come up with a reason for why there's evil in the world. Because, I mean, what? If God's all powerful and God's all good, why is there evil? I mean, what? Isn't he powerful enough to stop it? Maybe God isn't good enough to stop it. And by extension, you know, why is there death? Why do the people we love have to die? The apostles asked Jesus that question at the Last Supper. They didn't use those exact words, but they effectively asked him, "Lord, why death? Why evil?" You know what Jesus didn't answer? He didn't answer that question. Instead, he said to his apostles, When you see me again, you'll have no questions to ask of me. And they did see him again. They did see him again. They saw him unjustly accused. They saw him arrested. They saw him railroaded through a kangaroo court in the dead of night. They saw him convicted to death. They saw him nailed to the cross. They saw him sealed up in a stone-cold tomb. And they didn't understand. Not until Easter Sunday. When Jesus appeared to his apostles, he came to them. They were locked in a room because they were afraid that because they were friends of a known and executed convicted felon, that they'd be next. They thought they were going to the cross next, right? So the apostles, they're locked in a room. Jesus walks right through a locked door like he's walking through the morning mist. And he says, "Peace be with you." And when they saw him alive, something inside of them must have thought to themselves, of course. How could death ever hold you captive? How could it be that goodness could be defeated? How could it be that beauty could be destroyed? It's impossible. It's impossible. And Easter Sunday proves it. Now, we want to see that for ourselves. What the apostles saw, we want to see that too. Easter Sunday is the hardest day of the entire year for your priest to have to preach a homily. At least that's my little opinion. Hardest day of the entire year. And here's why. It's because of the scope and the magnitude of what we're trying to capture in this day. You know, this is a victory so transformative that you can barely give yourself permission to believe it, much less find a way to put it into words. We're not talking about a victory by which goodness gains a little bit of ground, or something wrong is made a little bit more right, or something takes something bad and makes it a little bit better. No. Easter Sunday means that when all hope was lost, when God himself was dead and sealed in a tomb, when it appeared that the last flicker of human hope in all the world had just been snuffed out and evil had definitively won, that's the moment that God definitively won. And you know what? The same God who did that is still on the job. Still on the job in your life. When you're down to nothing, you've heard this before, God is up to something. Just when you think that your story is over, God's going to prove to you that it is only just beginning. That's Easter. However, you've got to see that for yourself. Nobody can tell you about it. You know, there's no resurrection story in the Gospels. No resurrection story. All you get in the Gospels are stories just like the one we just heard, where somebody goes to the tomb of Jesus and they're surprised to find that it's empty. They go to see the tomb of Jesus and they arrive just a little bit too late to actually see Jesus rise from the dead. No resurrection story. Why is that? It's got stories for everything else. We've got stories of Jesus' birth. We got miracle stories. We got stories of Jesus walking on water. We got stories of Jesus bringing people back from the dead. But if you're writing the Gospels and you're trying to convince people to believe in Jesus Christ, why don't you include a resurrection story? Why not? You want to know why? It's because nobody needed a resurrection story. What they needed was to see the risen Christ for themselves. And when they did, no story was necessary. It's interesting, everybody who's told a resurrection story in the Gospels doesn't believe the one who tells the story. For example, Mary Magdalene. First person, according to the Gospels, first person to see Jesus risen from the dead. She runs back to tell the apostles, "The Lord is alive." Question for you this morning. Did the apostles believe her? No. They said, "You know, woman, you know, maybe you're delirious. Maybe you've had too much wine. Something's the matter with you." Then the apostles saw Jesus. Everybody was there except Doubting Thomas. So the apostles go to Doubting Thomas. They say, "We've seen the risen Lord." Did Thomas believe them? No. The way it's always been. Two disciples on the road to Emmaus, you know, they're told about the risen Lord. Nobody believes until they see for themselves. And people have been telling folks down through the ages. At some point, somebody told me. I suppose maybe it was my mother. But I didn't believe. character until I saw for myself. And it has to be the same for you too. And I'm not talking about the eyes of the body. You're not going to be able to do that. We were all born in the wrong century. But you can see with the eyes of the soul. Those of you who have know what I'm talking about. And I pray for you this Easter that that vision will be even deeper and even stronger. For those of you who have not, I pray that you will, because you will see two things. Number one, death is no longer to be feared. And number two, do not worry at the advance of the power of evil, because the power of your God is invincible. And that changes everything. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "Let no sadness in your life ever cause you to forget the joy that is Jesus Christ, risen from the dead." Hear that and believe. Believe and act. Amen.
Amen.
And alleluia.